Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, loves? Welcome to Self-Care in Real Life, a podcast where we obsess over giving women the tools that they need to choose happiness and create more joyful moments. I am your host, best-selling author and lifestyle blogger, Ty Alexander, and I'm basically your new wellness hype girl, so welcome to the party. Before we take a deep dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you've enjoyed the podcast so far. For my faithful listeners who are used to ad-free podcast episodes, we now have them for you over on our exclusive membership community on Patreon. That's patreon.com/selfcareIRL. In addition to the ad-free podcast episodes, you will also find all of the gems that I have created for you to help you cultivate life-shifting healing experiences. So let's get right into today's episode. Okay, so now that we are 30 plus days into the new year, our trial period of 2023 is officially over. Welcome to season six of Self-Care in Real Life. Welcome back to the party. We took a long break to gather our thoughts and do like a collective sigh of good relief. First, let me say, excuse my nasal cuteness. I am recovering from a sinus infection, a really bad sinus infection. But I'm on the mend. I'm getting better, but you're going to get this nasal cuteness today. Okay. So even though, 2022 was very, very good to me, I needed a long minute to process like all of the things. DJing, really took off for me. I mean, I was at the freaking US Open, pinch me. Okay. The week that Serena was there, pinch me. Okay. I got to open up for Lucky Day, Jazzy Jeff, Estelle, Lupe Fiasco. I mean, pinch me again. I was booked every single weekend for the holidays because y'all love to party. So November and December was a booked, busy, blessed season for me. Pinch me a third time. Also, and this is a shameless plug, I finally created volume one of A Good Mix mixtape per y'all's request. Y'all want a mixtape? I'm giving it to y'all. Link in the show notes. Anywho's. With all that being said, raise your hand if you feel like this year is moving way too fast. I mean, it is already February. I mean, wasn't it just Christmas yesterday? Also, my Christmas tree is still up. Please don't tell my husband. He is freaking out. It's still downstairs. I'm gonna get it. But like I said, I was sick. Anyway. If you are like me, every new year comes around and you are just simply, you're just not prepared. It takes me until about March of each year to finally get into the groove of things. And golly, by then it's already quarter two. So this year I decided to do things a smidge different because self-care in real life, right? Like we're always in a state of healing and being better, okay? So in this week's episode, you and I are going to discuss in no particular order ways that you can really slow this year down and get the most out of it and not feel a consistent burden of, oh my God, I am forever behind. These are the things that you're going to do in this year, 2023, different to be better. Think about someone who has changed your life for the better. How incredible would it be if your company could find more of those life-changing people right when you needed them? If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Finding great talent doesn't have to be a second job. You can reclaim your time and find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed's Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. What I love most about Indeed is its instant match feature. As soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Indeed knows that when you're doing everything for your company, you can't afford to overspend on hiring. Visit Indeed.com/selfcare IRL to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/selfcare IRL. Indeed.com/selfcare IRL. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. The first thing I want us to do is to start therapy. Y'all should know by now that I am a huge advocate of therapy. I'm also a huge advocate of just trying and trying and trying again. If you've been to therapy and you stopped for whatever reason, this is your sign to start again. I'm currently in need of some mental and emotional maintenance, so I'm also searching for a new therapist. Had one, don't have one now. Long story short, it's time for a new therapist. If you need a quick cheat sheet on how to find a therapist after you finish this episode, double back to episode 62, titled Everything You Need to Know About Finding the Perfect Therapist, whether this is your first try at therapy or if you're, you know, touching up on those mental gymnastics that happen to us all too often, I got you. I know how daunting of a task the search for a therapist can be. Also, let me bless you like our friend of the show, Kobe Campbell, blessed me. She's a trauma therapist and all around, you know it girl when it comes to therapy. And we love that. She said something to me that I want to build on, and that's you deserve therapy. It's really more than you got to go to therapy. You need to go to therapy. Let's completely erase or rewrite this mindset. I get the intention, right? Yes, go to therapy. It's your responsibility. It's your right. It's your, you know, all that good stuff, right? I get the intention behind that. But the language can be, if I'm honest, a bit harmful and a bit standoffish, especially to people who are new to the idea of therapy, people who may only use faith as therapy. So the idea of that, you know, you got to go to therapy, it feels a little chastising. Let's speak kindness to each other and ourselves when it comes to the matters of the mind, right? So let's learn today that it's really about what you deserve, right? And you deserve to go to therapy. You deserve to learn and refresh the tools that you need to heal. You deserve to learn how to create and maintain healthy relationships. You deserve to be better. The second thing that we're going to do to have a really standout year is we're going to start manifesting. And then we're just going to start. You have to lead with the idea that there is nothing you cannot do. There is simply nothing you cannot do. There's nothing too good for you. There's nothing too big for you. There's nothing too much for you. If the idea appeared in your mind and it keeps interrupting your thoughts, guess what? It's officially yours to keep. Simple as that. And the nerve of you to tell your heart and God or whoever you pray to that that's wrong. That, again, you don't deserve any of this. You don't deserve that. That's too big. I can't possibly do that. I don't deserve to do that. Do you know how crazy you sound, beloved? Like real crazy, real bad. So after you've allowed your mind to just, I don't know, just drift into the abyss of the era of like, I'm coming for all the things I want. Remember that if you are constantly waiting for the right time to start, you will never start. The right time does not exist. The right time does not exist. The right time does not exist. You will never have enough time for whatever lofty idea your mind has crafted. You will never be fully prepared for the emotional and financial responsibilities that your thing will require of you. You will never be fully prepared. Allow yourself to just start. Give yourself permission to just start where you are. Just start. Believe in it, then start it. Number 3, don't abandon yourself. And trust me, I know exactly how hard it is to move on from the things that you love, the things that you think you need. But don't abandon yourself or compromise yourself for anything. It only offers up bitterness and resentment in return. And it's simply just not a behavior that you can keep up. You will eventually come out of it and say, wow, who am I? Like, who am I? How many times have you looked up and not recognized who you were? You changed, good or bad, but you weren't actively a part of that movement. You abandoned yourself in the name of validation. You abandoned yourself in the name of being seen, of being heard. You abandoned yourself in the name of being or staying connected to someone. Let's escape all the ideology that supports you betraying who you are. Looking to carve out more time in 2023? Get every plate and take back the clock with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 30 minutes or less. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door, so you can make meal times fit your schedule, not the other way around. I was skeptical at first because I thought meal kits were expensive, but every plate makes it easy to save money while eating good and tasty food. On days when I go to the gym, it is such a game changer to have an easy to prepare meal waiting for me at home. Choosing every plate over takeout to save money is helping me start 2023 right. Every plate meals are 58% cheaper than your average fast casual meal. Plus, you can customize the meals to your liking with options to swap proteins and sides or add a protein to veggie dishes each week. You do you. Get started with every plate for just $1.49 per meal by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code TY149. That's everyplate.com/podcast and enter the code TY149 to get started for just $1.49 per meal. That's up to $110 value. The fourth thing that we're going to do to have like the best year ever is to reintroduce yourself to joy. It never occurred to me that many of us just don't know how to find or create joy on our own. When we think about our most joyful moments, it's often attached to a person. Hanging out with friends, you know, dating our spouse or partners, playing a sport with colleagues. These are all really good sources of joy, don't get me wrong. But I want you to try something. I want you to think about the times where you are surrounded by nothing but joy, and it's just you. I want you to write those things down. One thing for me that comes to mind is listening to music. I can listen to music for hours and get lost in the lyrics, the beats, and my thoughts. I giggle to myself. I get somber. I get happy. You know, listening to music really boosts me in a way that it's hard for me to explain. I also love watching a good movie. I don't want to hear, you know, 50-11 questions. I don't want to hear the oohs and the ahs from other people. You know, going to the movies is cool, but there is nothing like lounging on my couch with a snack and just escaping into another world, the world of cinema. I also, you guys know, I love journaling and writing. And then there's DJing. Not outside world DJing, but the practice and the art of it, where I'm in my office and I'm zoned out and I'm just playing around with music and different techniques that I've learned. These are all the things that help me create small or even big pockets of joy. And it requires just me. So get used to creating joy by yourself. Next, do not use your energy to worry. What them grannies say, don't pray if you're going to worry. Yeah, that. Do not use your energy to worry. Use your energy to believe. Use your energy to create. Use your energy to think. use your energy to grow. I have plenty more examples of what you can use your energy on, but you get it. Using your energy to worry about anything is wasteful, and it's kind of insulting to not only your talent, but to the desires of your heart. And I know a few of you are like, but how? The worry bug has me in a chokehold. I get it. Let me tell you what's worked for me. And it's really simple. When you are worrying about things, whether it's worrying about what will happen, what has happened, what's going to happen, you are not living in the present. And trust me, I am on the struggle bus with you. Like I said, this is self-care in real life for a reason. But I give myself grace each and every time my mind begins to drift into the past or the present. And I bring myself back to the present and I focus on my task at hand. What's most important is the present. And when you think about the past or the future, you miss out on really important moments, life-changing, life-shifting moments, experiences that happen, you know, in the present when you're constantly thinking about the past or the future. So this next one is what I like to call top tier. If you're not new to my voice, then you know I give these really, you know, top tier gem advice that really should be the first thing I say, but I never say it until like number six. So we're on number six. But stop having relationship problems with people you don't have a relationship with. I saw this on a meme circulating the internet over the holidays, and my God, ain't it loud? It's so loud. But how many of you have been fussing and fighting with people who have not committed to you? They have not committed to your agenda. They have not committed to your time. They have not committed to your purpose. They have not committed to your value. And you are fully aware that they have no plans to. But yet, we still complain about the time not spent, the calls not made, the trips not taken, the texts that haven't been sent. That person has demonstrated all the things you need to see to cut ties. But we got hope. We have hope that if I just do this or if I just do that, they will change. The truth is, they will change. They absolutely will change. They absolutely can change. But not because of you. People change for themselves when it benefits them and when they are ready. You have absolutely no say in someone else's change. And that's on God, baby girl or baby boy. If faith is an important part of your life and you happen to love trivia games, then I have the perfect app for you. Can you name which king of Israel defeated the giant Goliath? Or who helped Peter to catch fish? How about the number of apostles that Jesus had? If the answer is yes, then you need to play Daily Bible Trivia. If you couldn't answer any of those questions and want to learn the answers, you can test and improve your knowledge of the Bible and the Word of Jesus with the Daily Bible Trivia app. My favorite part of the app is that it also gives you a beautiful Bible verse every single day. I always save them to my phone for inspiration, and sometimes I'll send them along to a friend who I know will appreciate it. Download Daily Bible Trivia today to challenge yourself. Just go to the Apple or Google Store and search for Daily Bible Trivia. Download Daily Bible Trivia for free today and get ready to flex your brain muscles. The next thing we're going to do to have a really awesome year is to spend time with people who uplift you. It is completely okay to leave people exactly where they are. It's also completely okay to give people the time and the space that they need to change or adjust or do whatever they need to do to be the person you need them to be. It's also your responsibility to nurture and gift your soul the presence of people who uplift you and truly enjoy you and your authentic being. People who don't require you to shrink in their presence. People who don't require you to be quiet. People who don't mind the quiet. People who see you for who you are with your flaws laid out like Tamar's cute outfit and have not a single care about it. Find your people. Also, I realized that finding your people might be hard, so stay tuned for that episode because I got you. Don't worry. Number 8, our very last tip, again, very top tier, is to practice loving yourself while you are working on yourself. This was another meme that I saw that really and truly spoke the gospel of life. I would like to know who said you had to wait to be healed and to be perfect, to be loved. I don't have the time to wait for your answer, but I am here to tell you that it's no one. No one said that. No one said that you had to wait to be healed and be perfect before being loved. Who said you cannot be joyful and happy while you work on yourself? Two things can absolutely be true at the same time. You can want to be better and be happy about your progress. You can exist in your current state while making plans about your next state. And that is also on God. Listen, we haven't even scratched the surface on the things we can do to make this year better. But let's start with these. We don't want to overwhelm our spirits, okay? Remember, it's one moment at a time. And we are giving grace to ourselves throughout this entire journey as much as we need. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am incredibly grateful for our connection. Thank you for just leaning into these hard conversations with me. And a special thank you to those of you who are here every week faithfully listening and supporting the podcast. If you'd like to continue our conversations or you just have a story that you want to share, please consider joining our community. Log on to patreon.com/selfcare. That's patreon.com/selfcare IRL. And if you've enjoyed this episode, do me a favor and submit your review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you are listening to me today. Also, I kind of think you like me, so go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can be the first to get new episodes each and every Monday. And I want to encourage you to share this episode on IG Stories, Twitter, Facebook. Just do your girl a favor and share it so we can keep the conversations going. And when you do share it, make sure you tag me at Ty Alexander and at Self Care IRL. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I enjoyed you. And until next time, toodles.